That's a table you shouldn't read. It wouldn't take much far too long. It's on the website anyway. And there you just find different orders, how Rudolf Steiner attributed the senses to the signs of the zodiac. And the left one, the yellow one, is the last one he designed, and it also makes a lot of sense. You could also work with others from other aspects, but this one is, it works so well, and that allows us to enter with our wholehearted being, and this makes a communication possible. And there you see in the yellow column at the left side that there are four upper senses: sense of the eye, why did I not correct it? Sense of thought, sense of speech, and sense of hearing. And they are attributed to the four upper zodiac signs: Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. Then there are middle senses: sense of warmth, sense of sight, sense of taste, sense of smell, which have aspects of a mixture of upper and lower aspects. And then you have the lower senses: Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. You have a connection or can be connected with the sense of balance, sense of movement, sense of life, and sense of touch. And them four form, in a way, our house. A house which enables us to live in our body, to enjoy our body, to perceive ourselves in our body. Yeah? And here you find them again at the bottom left, left bottom: balance, movement, life, and touch, the four senses. And in lesson 2 or week 2, 3, 4, 5, we were busy with those four senses. Week 2, balance. Movement, week 3, life, week 4, touch, week 5, and today we try to bring it to touch them all together. And what is interesting is that they mirror the upper senses, that when you are, or when the forces of balance come about in your body and you feel your body is becoming light and carries itself, an inner space comes into being, which is very similar to how you open up inwardly when you activate your sense of hearing. And the movement, the sense of movement, is also somehow needed in when you want to understand a word, because it's how you move from letter to letter which gives the word its meaning, or which lets you recognize a word. And the sense of life and the sense of thought is so much connected, because thinking has to do with life forces, with the wisdom living in it. And the more lively your liveliness is, your sense of life, the easier it is to get all these connections alive, yeah, which thinking needs. And I think the deepest experience is that the sense of touch has so much to do with the sense of I. If I touch something, there's something feels touched by me, but I also experience myself in a very deeply manner, depending on how I touch. Yeah? But it's a deep way of communication. And then we want to bring them together now. Then we have worked with letters on the different. Yeah, we have tried to, through our work on letters, to say hello to a sense. The letter is not the sense, and it's just, yeah. But if we work with a specific letter and wave with it towards a sense, then this sense might understand, oh, he's speaking to me. Oh, yeah, great, I'm listening to him. What does he want from me? Yeah. And with the car, yeah, and the G we experienced with balance. And this the L, we were diving into movement between light and gravity, yeah? And with the M, we touched a little bit the life forces, or not just a little bit, maybe they liked it. And with the N, we experienced that every centimeter of our skin starts feeling something, yeah? We feel touched when we do the N, and we discovered that the mirror consonants, yeah, which are in the zodiac signs, the opposite, the consonants of the opposite signs, that they complement the consonants nicely. And that, then we do not only work with one letter, but with two, the senses can unfold or can just, they feel freer. And they can maybe like it even more, because if you just use the main consonant, then we say, yes, you are like this, I get you. But when we work with the mirror consonant and we ask ourselves, how do they play into each other? We create a room, yeah? Which can then be filled or can resonate with the secrets which live within a sense.